track 8 and letters to the editor. The first letter is quite long, so we're going to split it into two. But it's come from Susie Colley, Chair of Torquay Chamber of Commerce and the Heart Campaign. Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust's latest statement raises more questions than it answers. If the existing histopathology laboratory is operating safely and experienced consultants advise that around £750,000 would bring the current facility up to the required standard, why is there a proposal to spend millions developing facilities in Exeter instead of investing in Torbay Hospital? Surely the remaining funds could be used to modernise vital clinical facilities at Torbay, such as the cardiac catheter laboratories, directly benefiting local patients. The Trust says these changes are not about moving patient care away from Torbay. However, histopathology is not an isolated service. It is a core component of an acute hospital, supporting cancer diagnosis, surgery, emergency procedures, and many specialist clinical teams. Removing essential support services from the hospital inevitably raises concerns about the long-term resilience of acute services on the Torbay site. The government has repeatedly stated that, wherever possible, NHS care should be delivered as locally as possible, reducing unnecessary travel for patients and supporting strong local hospitals. If that is national policy, why does it appear not to apply to essential pathology services that underpin so many aspects of patient care?
And why Torbay Council appears willing to support investment in facilities outside Torbay rather than prioritising improvements to its own local hospital. The public deserves complete transparency. The Trust should publish the full business case, the independent options appraisal, the cost comparison between refurbishing the existing Torbay laboratory and relocating services to Exeter, the clinical risk assessment, the impact assessment on acute hospital services, and the evidence demonstrating that relocating histopathology represents a better outcome for patients than retaining and modernising the service at Torbay Hospital. These are reasonable questions. Before irreversible decisions are made, the people of Torbay deserve clear evidence that every viable option for retaining these essential services locally has been fully and objectively considered.
Science is never settled, from Ian Phillips from Bovey Tracy. I was shocked and disappointed to read in the MDA of the 25th of June that MP Martin Wrigley cannot understand how we are still seeing climate change deniers. Use of the word denier has become the political weapon of our time through its origin in the phrase Holocaust denier, referring to those who do not accept the reality of the Nazis' atrocities and murder of 11 million people, including Jews and others, carried out during World War II. Those of us challenging the establishment view on climate are sceptics, not deniers. We are committed to digging out the facts and exposing the falsities in the way climate change is being presented, and particularly to young school children below the age of reason. We follow the well-established principle that the science is never settled, firmly supported by the titans Albert Einstein and Karl Popper. But we are being labelled climate deniers and equated with the evil mindset of Nazis, therefore to be despised and our views rubbished. But the truth is, this violent verbal abuse is just a cover and excuse for avoiding having to stand up and defend the alarmist position by reasoned argument. Despite his professional background in engineering, when it comes to climate matters, Martin Wrigley has chosen to abandon thinking rationally, preferring to join in with the name-calling hysteria of the crowd.